Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is The Great Conversation Executive Director, Randy Harris. To tell us what The Great Conversation is and more.
Great.
Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Fantastic, Emily. Thank you for inviting me. The Great Conversation is a community dialogue process. We started The Great Conversation in 2010. We're wrapping up our fourth year. April 15th, we will begin our fifth year. The Great Conversation is a way to bring community together for safe, civil, informative, deliberative dialogue on issues that matter to all of us, whether it's a pressing issue like a minimum wage or something that's happening in the community or in the country or in the world that affects us all, kind of timeless human considerations, things that always affect us and have always affected us. In fact, we're in our second year of a series on faith and religion, talking about things that affect us. We've talked about things like greed, prejudice, race. We've done lots and lots of dialogues, interfaith dialogues. We've talked about education, immigration, parenting, things that are just constant issues for humans as we evolve. And we've done over 700 of these conversations in the community. We've had as many as 10 in a week, and sometimes we'll go a week without one.
How do you gather together? How many people get together? Okay. Where are they held?
The conversation takes place in a circle of chairs. Very simple. No desks, no platforms, no podiums, just people coming together. Customarily, the conversation seats 15 to 20 people. Sometimes more. And we simply introduce ourselves. We have a set of agreements that we all agree to comply with, very basically, that we will treat each other with civility and respect. Everyone has the opportunity to speak. No one is obligated to speak. We can agree or disagree, even passionately. However, always within the confines of those agreements. There's no hate speech. There's no yelling at each other. People don't get no one gets in somebody else's face. No name calling. Certainly no violence or threat of violence or, rude gestures or any of that. And you find that when you give people an opportunity to come together in that context, people really want to be civil. People do want to come together and discuss, converse, have dialogue about things that matter to us in a civil setting. People really want to do it.
Can you give us an idea of some of the topics you have had?
Last year, and we're still evolving our series for this year, we had a series on women's issues. We had a series on, again, faith and religion, social justice issues, education, and those are year-long series where we have a conversation at least once a month on those topics. And things we have done are doing, we're currently working with Las Cruces Public School System. We just concluded a 15-part series of conversations in the middle schools with students about bullying. We've done four or five, and we have another four or five in line with the high schools that also include and incorporate members of the Las Cruces Public School System School Board. We talk about all kinds of things. We talk about everything from red light cameras to how do we perceive our neighbors? What does the word community mean? And it's an opportunity for people to come together, again, and explore what makes our community work in a way that is non-combative. It's not combat, it's conversation. And we don't expect that everybody agrees. We don't have to all agree. But through the process of that kind of dialogue, we find that people get to know each other. People understand different perspectives. When you put a face on something, when you may have an issue, but when you see people face to face, eye to eye, it changes the characteristics and the quality of the relationship.
So then the conversations are held at least once a week.
Oh, and frequently multiples. Yeah. You know, sometimes two or three times a day in different locations. We work with lots of agencies and organizations, and we do a lot of things. We work with boards of directors. We work with businesses.
Currently, you're working on the minimum wage conversation.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. City Council. City Council's been addressing minimum wage, intermittently for some time. And the City Council called upon the Great Conversation as a model for coming together, bringing out all the perspectives in a setting where everyone can hear and learn. We're going to do those in the City Council chambers with the cameras running. They will be live streamed on the internet. It will be broadcast cable channel 20, as well as archived, so that the public, if you can't get there, you can go and pull up the archive and find out, you know, what are people saying, what's happening with.
Now, the archives will be on your website?
No, they'll be at the city website. The archives for these conversations will be available for viewing at any time at clctv.com. So the thing about it is, yes, we're going to address minimum wage, and yes, minimum wage is an important and multidimensional issue that affects everybody in the county. One of the advantages of doing it the way we're doing it is that, and, you know, tip of the hat to the city of Las Cruces and to everybody that's involved in this, we're setting an example. We're demonstrating a model of civic engagement that is unseen. This isn't done behind closed doors by a select few. It's done out in public, this dialogue that informs the public and asks for public input on a massive scale using the technology that we have available. So often our current technology kind of separates us and divides us. But this is a setting where, and again, tip of the hat to the city of Las Cruces and to the councilors for pulling this together to create a really significant shift in the concept of getting information to the public, requesting public input, and encouraging civic engagement.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the minimum wage, and what is it you are expecting to talk about?
It's a series of three conversations. All the conversations, let me say, take place from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the City Council chambers. The audience is open. People can come and sit in the audience. The League of Women Voters is going to be doing their thing that they do, where they take questions, written questions, and categorize those and pass them forward. And the final conversation in this series of three on minimum wage issues will be conducted on the 8th of April. That's a Tuesday, April 8th, in the City Council chambers from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And again, the audience is open. People are welcome to come sit and listen, watch, learn. The League of Women Voters is collaborating with us to provide a written note paper so that those questions can be passed forward. And it'll be a great opportunity for people to come see and listen to different perspectives from different people in the community who have different concerns. Yes, the small business people have real, genuine, honest, deep concerns. Yes, the lowest paid workers in our communities have deep, real, honest, genuine concerns. There's no doubt that all of those people's concerns are real and valid and important. And the Great Conversation has the tendency to allow people to not see each other as opponents, but to see each other as fellow members in the community. Yes, these are challenging questions, and we need to find a way forward that brings the best solutions for the most people in our community. And that's what I anticipate. If the history of the conversation holds true, this is what we see happen. People, they let go of kind of fixed positions. We lose that polarity, you know, that polarization that happens so often in our politics. It dissipates because we see each other eye to eye, face to face, and we realize, you know, this person is not my enemy. This person is my neighbor. How do I relate with my neighbor? How does my neighbor relate with me in a way that moves us all forward? When you think in terms of winners and losers, you got losers. You know, when you think in terms of collaborative effort in a community, everybody wins. The objective of the conversation is not to produce a solution, a resolution, a recommendation. It may come out of the group. The city councilors each have three invitees, and those people will participate, and they represent a broad spectrum of interests and concerns. we are not charged with the responsibility of producing a resolution or a recommendation. What will happen is that through this process, everyone will become much more fully informed and educated about all of the concerns and issues. And it may very well be that the people in that room and beyond who will have input opportunities begin to see and visualize and perhaps make explicit some solutions that do incorporate the needs of all of the community. The process itself enables that sort of thing. And I'm pretty certain that that's what we'll see from the people who participate.
So then it's not just to produce a specific decision on the issue?
No. It's to bring the people together and hear the voices of the people and trust in the process that when people come together, people have the wisdom and the willingness to find solutions on their own.
So this will be held in the City Council chambers, the last one being Tuesday, April the 8th at 700 North Main Street from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. with the entire community invited.
Absolutely. You can watch it on TV. You can watch it on the internet. You can also go and check the archives and look back to see, well, what did that person really say about that? Or that was interesting. I didn't know that. You know, so it will be archived as well.
And do you have an opinion yourself about the minimum wage?
My opinion is that if I were to say I had an opinion, is that it is a complex issue, that we do need to come together as a community and sort through this. I don't pretend to have a solution, so I certainly don't come in there with any personal agenda. My goal, my objective is to help support a setting where community members can come, share their perspectives, their challenges, their interests, their concerns, their ideas, their suggestions, their solutions, and that through that process, that we will be able to move forward as a community in a way that best serves us all.
And what do you foresee for the future then? Your following Great Conversations, what are you going to be having?
Oh, we've got all kinds of things going on. We've got lots of stuff going on with the school system. We've got lots of processes there. We just had a conversation the other day on the overhaul of the behavioral healthcare system in New Mexico. We have a follow-up conversation on that coming up. We do have an organization called the Great Conversation on Campus, and we're into our third year with that. The Great Conversation on Campus is a sanctioned student organization with a faculty advisor and student representation and leadership. We're going to have a great conversation on the 16th of April, which is a Wednesday, with the WAVE group. They do the call line where people can call in if they're having troubles or challenges and stuff like that. We're going to have a dialogue with them on the 16th. And we're kind of light on our feet with the conversation. We do have some series in place, but we also are always open to adapting to what's happening right now in the community.
So where can people find out about the next Great Conversation?
Go to thegreatconversationnm.org and or to our Facebook page, Great Conversations, Las Cruces, New Mexico, and the information is there.
So you talked about the meetings that are coming up. You have something on the 10th of April.
Yes.
What is that again?
On the 10th of April will be the second in a series of conversations where we're exploring the impacts of the recent overhaul of the behavioral health or mental health system here.
And where will that be held?
That will be held at the Community Enterprise Center at 125 North Main. That's next door to the Bistro downtown on Main Street.
So you have a lot of meetings there?
We customarily have a lot of conversations there, and we also have them in other places, but that's one of our prime locations.
And then the next meeting you said was Monday, April the 14th?
Correct, on
and
Monday,
what is
April
the topic on
right.
that?
On Monday, April 14th, we're having an extension of our education series where we're going to be exploring the Common Core standards with what's happening in our education system and how that testing impacts and affects the students and the teachers and the parents and so forth. We're all invested in this as a community, and of course, community members. Now, these are open to the community. You can check the website, greatconversationnm.org, for the information, the details on that. These are open to the community because it all matters to all of us.
And you expect your Great Conversations to continue?
I don't see it slowing down. I see the demand increasing. We've been asked to do statewide conversations with different organizations. I mean, in at least 8 counties, we've been asked to go and present at, you know, different national organizations because of the effectiveness of this process, the effectiveness of this particular dialogue process in terms of finding common ground. Finding ways to move forward, setting aside what seem to be almost intractable differences, finding where we can collaborate and again, move forward on resolving issues and challenges. And if nothing else, it's always a lot of fun. It's fascinating. You meet interesting and fascinating people that you might not otherwise have run across.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out to visit us, because you are a bridge to the community with these great conversations. And Fuentes is a bridge to the community.
Indeed. And thank you so very much. It's a joy, a pleasure, and a privilege to be here with you, and keep up the great work.
Thank you again. Great Conversation Executive Director Randy Harris and founder of The Great Conversations. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.